whatever some folks might think of Donald Trump's presidency, is still far too contemporary for enough emotional distance to have developed for an objective analysis of his administration, at least as far as professional historians might see him a few generations from now. Nevertheless, there are plenty of other presidents for whom enough time has passed to offer some semblance of objectivity, and certainly so for Jimmy Carter, whose post-presidency has often been cited as among the most successful, but his presidency, well, not so much. Indeed, Jimmy Carter might be among the most underappreciated of presidents, which is somewhat understandable. I mean, after all, taking on readily understood problems and being seen as successful offers real rewards. Washington, a perennial favorite, helped form the nation and the presidency, while Lincoln has garnered great credit for saving the Union. FDR wins praise for taking on both the Depression and the Second World War, while President Carter's accomplishments were of a rather different sort. Indeed, Carter's strength, coming to power as he did in a somewhat less dramatic age, was building on others' progress, formalizing Nixon's opening to China, for example, and perhaps more importantly, having the insight to take on challenges that were less obvious to his contemporaries. His Panama Canal Treaty almost certainly avoided horrendous future problems if the U.S. had lingered longer in its colonial role in Central America. And his Camp David Treaty has to this day kept the Israelis and the Egyptians off each other's throats, while his early appreciation of the challenge of humanity's addiction to fossil fuels set a path, temporary as it turned out, that seems extraordinarily prescient these days. Not forgetting his early recognition that the ever-so-successful post-war America was, by the late 1970s, starting to lose its way. True enough, whether Reagan's mourning in America buried it under a false veneer of optimism or not, a record which forces consideration of Jimmy Carter's extraordinary statement that Donald Trump lacks the legitimacy to be president. Now, Carter did not say Trump was not constitutionally elected. Trump certainly was so anointed. And almost no one questions the validity of his national vote defeat. Indeed, he was democratically rejected by a significant majority of Americans. But as we all know, that is no bar to living in the White House. Now, Carter said legitimacy, which is entirely different. Indeed, it is not a formal legal concept at all. Legitimacy means, as one source puts it, not legal, but can be justified by logic. In governance, it means that the population of a community accepts the right of an individual to govern, which takes us to the heart of Carter's comment about Trump's presidency. Legitimacy, however it is won, empowers and fuels leadership. And even Donald Trump understands that. Indeed, he built his political persona on challenging Obama's legitimacy, denied an opening to challenge Obama's national vote victory, or his win in the Electoral College, Trump became one of the most prominent of the birthers, claiming Obama was born outside the United States. And once elected, tried to convince people he'd not only won the Electoral College, but the national vote of the sovereign American people, something even George W. Bush, in his own similar elevation, did not try to claim. But Bush, of course, had his 9/11 moment, which helped solidify his legitimacy. Indeed, even saw Al Gore proclaiming loudly that Bush was his president. But for Trump, the worms that have eaten away his legitimacy have been far worse, especially so as it has become obvious that the Russians intervened in the election, not only manipulating social media, but apparently trying at least to actually manipulate the vote counts, all of which has deeply eroded whatever 18th century legitimacy Trump initially won in the Electoral College, a horrendous burden for anyone trying to lead, and especially so for Trump, who has never made a serious effort to offer himself up as anything more than the captain of the red team, the MAGA hat team, and one likely to be at the core of his ultimate electoral and political failure.